time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? Great show today. We're going to get new Methuen football coach who somehow managed to lead his team to a 2-0 start despite going through like 16 quarterbacks. Seriously, snake bitten, troubling injuries at the quarterback position and finding themselves playing with the running back at quarterback and doing mostly runs. Somehow they managed to put up some points on the board, more than 50 in the first two games. And that's a credit to the resilience, really, of that team. So great stuff. We're going to get Ryan Dugan. He's the brand new coach, familiar face, longtime assistant, taking over for Tom Ryan, who's now the AD. But we're going to get Ryan's thoughts on his first year, what it's like to transition to head coach, and how Methuen is looking so far. So Ryan Dugan after the break, and then we'll catch up with some football scores after that.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hey, everybody. Dom Nicastro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk. What's going on? We've got another great signing opportunity coming up at Sports World USA. You know that place, right on Route 1 in Saugus. Best of the best. The official address is 184 Broadway in Saugus. And these signings have been tremendous. You're watching owner Phil Castagnetti's Facebook page or Sports World. It's just insane the people he brings in to get up front and close with. And the next one, Saturday, September 28th, former Boston Bruin and Philadelphia Flyer Joe Watson comes to Sports World, 184 Broadway in Saugus. You know that place, Route 1 South. Noon to 2 p.m., he'll be signing his brand new book, Thundermouth, plus photos and pucks. Get all the details at sportsworld-usa.com. That's sportsworld-usa.com or call 781-233-7222. That's Phil and Corey Sports World, New England's largest sports memorabilia shop, where the biggest names in sports meet the biggest fans. And guess what? I've seen the Kevin Millar, Dan Shaughnessy appearance. Kevin Millar was awesome. I saw so many pictures that happened recently last week. So it was a big hit, big stuff happening at Sports World, 184 Broadway in Saugus. Check it out. Don't miss all the fun. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, back at it with our one and only guest of the week. It's going to be Methuen football coach Ryan Dugan. What's going on, coach?
Not much, Dom. Just excited that the season's kind of underway here. The summer kind of grinds through with the 7-on-7s and the lifting. So the team was excited to get the season started. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, 2-0, a great start. you know, let's talk about what you've seen so far. I mean, it's 2 weeks, and I'm sure, you know, week after week, the coach is like, yeah, we're 2-0, but we need to work on this, 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 and this. You know, what is the game film telling you so far about the 2-0 team?
Yeah, I mean, we had our home opener against Marshfield, which is always a very tough opponent. We played them as our fifth year playing Marshfield. And every time we play those guys, it comes down to like the final 2 minutes. It's like a one possession game in the final 2 minutes. It's like one of the more exciting games we play every single year. So it was nice to get that win at home. And then last week we were able to go to North Andover and get that win as well. I mean, the players on our team have worked so hard to just kind of adapt to the situation. I mean, Marshfield is such a high tempo, no huddle offense, and they just kind of like, they blitz you like with their speed, and they kind of try to overwhelm you with their tempo. So we were ready for that in the summer. And then we kind of go to North Andover. They're a little slower, a little bit of a huddle, not as many formations, but still a good team, still had some things to prepare for. So, I mean, the number one thing, after the first two games, I'm just extremely pleased with the effort from the team as far as like pursuit, tackling. Like, we have 5 or 6 hats on the ball. Not a lot of standing around watching the game. Just the overall energy on the field has been like the number one thing that stood out to me on film.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And, you know, and you coming in, you know, for your current boss, replacing him, right? The AD, Tom Ryan, taking over for him. You know, bring me up to speed on that journey for you personally into this role. You know, it's a big adjustment for the kids, big adjustment for you, but, you know, things are going well so far. And, you know, tell me how you arrived in that spot.
Yeah, it was a long journey. I'll try to sum it up. you know, me personally, I graduated from Methuen High School in 2005. And then I started coaching from Methuen High School in 2009. So I actually started coaching from Methuen High before Tom Ryan even came from Tewksbury. I coached with a guy by the name of Pat Graham. He was the head coach here for a few years. And then I coached with another head coach. His name was Tom Tone. He's actually the head coach at Bedford now. So I was here for a few years before Tom Ryan. But, you know, Tom got here in 2013 from Tewksbury. And I've told this story a couple of times, but the first time I ever met Tom was in January or February. He just got the job. Hmm. And we were in the old clubhouse at Nicholson Stadium, which has now been renovated to be the public bathrooms. And it was, I want to say, like 2 degrees, and there was no heat in the building. And we were in there for an hour, just kind of meeting, talking football. And we were like, we didn't say this at the time, but after the fact, like a year went by or 6 months went by, and we were joking about how freezing cold we were, and all we wanted to do was get out of there. We were like shivering or whatever. But as soon as I met Tom, you know, he went to Springfield College. I went to Springfield College. We kind of had that connection right off the jump. And what he wanted to implement on offense, I kind of want to also implement on offense as an offensive coordinator. So, you know, I met it a couple times at his house, but pretty much we had a great friendship right from the get-go. He's been, the first couple of years were a little bumpy. You know, he was a first-year head coach, second-year head coach. We didn't have tremendous success right away. But once we kind of got to 2015, 2016, he let me pretty much run the offense, and he gave me a lot of freedom to be a coach and do whatever I want. And, you know, I really do feel that I am here today because of him. So I'm grateful to him. He's a great friend. And he taught me a lot about being like a head coach and a mentor in that way.
That's amazing. And now you get into this role of head coach. You know, what was the biggest adjustment? A lot of new coaches tell me it's sort of letting go and having to delegate and just realize that you have to get these great assistants into the mix. And, you know, follow-up question there is, you know, who did you bring back? Is it a lot of the same faces or like a kind of a new crew?
Yeah, I'm hoping I'll get better as the years go on with the delegating. I'm a very intense coach. I'm a very intense person. I work, I try to have my hand in all the different hats of the football operation. So I do have to try to take a step back. I wouldn't say I'm doing the best job of that right now, but you know, it is difficult just to be the head coach. I always joke in the coach's office, feel like coaching football is like the 10th thing that I actually do. Yeah. Between just the spreadsheets and the fundraising and the communication with this group and that group and the running down to the equipment room to get game jerseys, just nonstop, like picking up like packages that get dropped off in the main office for the head football coach. Just, you know, it's nonstop. But it's fun. It's awesome. I honestly love it. I didn't think I was going to love it as much as I actually do. I was a little nervous just getting into it, just because I love coaching the sport of football. Like, that's my number one thing. I love the challenge week to week. I love the puzzle it presents. I love the in-game strategy. I love just all of the, I love being at practice, like the X's and O's, the scheme. Like, I love all that's my kind of my go-to. So I knew from seeing Tom that the head coach does have to kind of take a step back in a lot of ways. So like I said, some weeks I still run, I'm running scout quarterback. So we're in practice, like I'll run the other team's scout quarterback. Yeah. I've been doing that since 2013 and I'm still trying to do it a little bit. But I also have to kind of, you know, watch the defense and make sure things are going okay over there too. So I've tried to take a little step back in that regard. But to the coaching staff, for example, we brought back, probably my top assistant is a guy named Dan Holgate. He has been with me and Tom since 2013. He was the offensive line coach ever since I've been the offensive coordinator at Methuen since 2013. Danny Holgate has been the offensive line coach. He's kind of been like my go-to guy on offense. He actually flipped sides this year and he's calling the defense. So he's the defensive coordinator for us this year, but he's a tremendous, tremendous coach. The kids love him. The kids want to play for him. He's a smart guy and his energy at practice and stuff is really good. So he's the defensive coordinator. A couple other assistants that we brought back on the defensive side, Terry Donovan coaches our D line. Mm. The kids really respect him. He played for Methuen back in like the 80s. Mm. He's a tough as they get type of person. Type of leader and the kids just want to play for him because they know that he's not going to let them slack off in any way. So he's a huge presence to have. So he came back. Our defensive backs coach is Brian Cole. He's also returning. He played for us back in like 2013. And then just to round off the defensive side of the ball, we brought back a guy by the name of Sal Amato. Sal coached with us back in like 2014, 2015, 2016. And then he left for a little bit. He was trying to get back into it. It's been awesome to have Sal back. He coaches outside linebackers for us. And he's a very energetic coach and the kids like to play for him. So he was a new addition this year. But like I said, he was a familiar face. So it's good to have him around. So the defensive staff, honestly, so far has been unbelievable. Just there, you know, Danny's the first time defensive coordinator. And Sal's kind of getting back into the coaching thing. So we do have a lot of, not so much new faces, but new to their roles, right? Like new to their roles at practice, new to their roles for games, new to their roles on the weekends. But they've done a tremendous job. And on the offensive side of the ball, Coach Brian Zatella, he's another guy that's been on the staff since like 2013 with us. He coaches wide receivers. He signals some stuff on the sideline on Friday nights. He does our formations. He's been there for a while. And then lastly, that we have two new additions. Coach Connor Donovan is actually Coach Terry Donovan's son. He's his younger son. He played for us back in 2014. He coaches the quarterbacks and running backs kind of with me. He's helping out on the offensive side of the ball. And lastly, we have Coach Mike Wynn. He coaches track for Methuen High, winter track and spring track. And he's been coaching the offensive line this year. But I honestly, the overall, I can't say enough so far about the staff in terms of, you know, just their effort and what they put into practice. And not everything is going to go perfectly, but they just, you know, they continue to show up with energy. And that's really all a head coach needs is like energy at practice. It's a huge thing.
Yeah. And coming in, Coach, how about participation wise? You know, how have the numbers sort of stacked up with years past?
Yeah. So we were, you know, last year we graduated a senior class that had 31. Hmm. So we, in our freshman class last year, you know, the freshman numbers are down like statewide. They've been down since COVID really. It's been pretty bad, but our freshman numbers last year were like in the low 20s, pretty much what they are right now, like 22, 23 freshmen. So we graduated a gigantic senior class, and then we had a small freshman class coming in. So we knew that we usually will start anywhere between 85, 90 guys. Like, that's usually every year we'll start with 85 to 90. And this year we started with like 75. I think, in all seriousness, we've had one of the, since I've been here, we have had one of the best attended years so far. I don't want to jinx it. I want to knock on wood.
Yeah.
But we've had one of the best attended years. We have probably about 70. We've got picked up a couple kids when school starts. We're probably about like 77, 78 kids on the football team. And the attendance has been exceptional. I mean, in years past, we've had kids, you know, maybe no call, no show, like not show up for practice for a week or something. And we're trying to track this kid down. And I just came in this year trying to be very, very strict on that. And I talked to Danny Holgate about it. And I honestly haven't had to do anything because, like, we haven't had many attendance issues. Like, every day, everybody's like showing up. Might have like one or two absences, but the attendance has been awesome. The buy-in from the kids has been awesome. So I'm proud of that.
Yeah, that's huge. It starts there. I mean, what else can you ask for? Like, they're buying in. They want to put in the work. And it's showing so far. I mean, 2-0 now on your way to Tewksbury. But before we get into them, what's been going on at quarterback? That's a snake bit in position. What happened?
Yeah. I feel bad. I just feel bad for Josh Janela. So I'll just backtrack a little bit. So Josh Janela was the quarterback last year, the starting quarterback last year as a junior. He played pretty good, and then he had an awesome spring. And he had an awesome spring run, spring track. He had an awesome summer. He was in the weight room like all the time. And he really, this summer, like, took more of a leadership in the offense. I think as a junior, Josh was more just kind of like a little skittish, unsure of himself, scared to make a mistake, just kind of doing whatever, you know, me or the other coaches would kind of tell him to do. And I think this year he just kind of took over. He was more of like a coach on the field. So yeah. I think his leadership has been phenomenal. So then he played an unbelievable Marshfield game, accounted for 3 touchdowns. Was one of the reasons that we won that game. In the Marshfield game in the first quarter, Dylan Conway, who is a junior on the team, he's the backup quarterback. He plays tight end for us. He broke his foot in the Marshfield game, so as the backup quarterback. Wow. So, right. So he's the backup quarterback. So we went into the North Andover week and Josh Janela was healthy. But I knew we had backup quarterback issues. So, whether I don't want to call an injury a blessing in disguise, but because Dylan Conway had that and we needed a backup quarterback in practice that week, you know, for about 5 minutes a day, we gave quarterback snaps to Caden Hartley, the DO, who's been our running back. So far this year. So we had just done that as an emergency situation if Josh were to get hurt. So we were lucky to do that. And then, you know, it was like the 11th or 12th play of the North Andover game really early on. Josh got tackled at like the 3-yard line, almost about to score. And he fractured his collarbone. And he's going to be out for an extended period of time. So, I've never, like I said, I've been coaching for 15 years. We've never been down to a third. We've never lost 2 quarterbacks. We've lost 1 quarterback before. We never lost 2.
Yeah. It's like Bailey Zappi. Is he available? You're like, what's going on? You know, Mac Jones, yeah. Bring him over to San Francisco. I guess just like, what do you do? I mean, and wow. And somehow managed to be 2-0 and put 56 points on the board so far. So far, so good.
Yeah, so the kids played awesome. The other night, the North Andover game was a wild. I've never been a part of a game like that where pretty much the entire, everything you planned for went out the window. I mean, we had all types of stuff planned in the past game with Josh and different tricks and different gadget plays and things like that. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's the mid-first quarter and your running back is playing quarterback and you're basically restricted to running run plays, and we put some stuff in at halftime. But again, like I said, it's hard to run the ball, especially in like our league in Division I. It's hard to run the ball when the other team knows it's coming like every single play.
Yeah.
And we were still able to do that the other night. So, which I'm proud of. The offensive line this year for our team was a huge concern coming into the year. Most of the scene, a lot, the whole offensive line last year was seniors. We had like 4 out of 5 new faces coming in this year, brand new. So I'm just proud of, we have been, I'm proud of the team for overcoming like a lot of early season adversity.
Yeah. Yeah. And who was some of the line that stepped up? I mean, you had to have good horses there against North Andover to run like that, still put up a 38 burger, as they would say.
Yeah. Yeah. So the leaders of the run group, I would say, is easily Vinny DeMeo. He's our leader. He's the number one captain leader of our team. He plays inside linebacker for us, but he also plays left guard. So he's on the line of scrimmage for us at left guard. And then another guy who doesn't actually play a line, but he plays tight end and fullback, is another captain on the team. He's a senior, Josh DiFatima. He plays outside linebacker on defense, but he plays fullback and tight end for us. He's another leader on the line of scrimmage. And then all the other guys are new faces. So then we have Jaden DiNicola has been our left tackle. He's a junior for us this year. Our center is a junior center. He didn't play center last year as a sophomore. He kind of started snapping in the summer and it stuck, and he's been doing awesome so far. His name's Davian Rios. And then our right guard is actually a sophomore. He's a kid by the name of Jaden Guzman. We joke all the time. We're like, is that kid, are we sure that kid's a sophomore? Cause he plays like a senior. Like he plays faster than most sophomores. Yeah. He's awesome. And then our right tackle is a senior kid by the name of Michael Pittman. He's a huge part of our team. He plays D line and he plays right tackle for us. So those kids have stepped up in a gigantic way so far, but you know, it's a long season. There's a lot more challenges to go.
Yeah. And who are the captains, coach?
So we have Vinny DeMeo, and Josh DiFatima, those two guys I already mentioned. And then we have, Josh Danella is a captain. Mm. And then the fourth captain is Alex Santiago Gomez.
Ah, is he the one that got the key interception against Marshfield?
Yeah, he had the game winning clinching interception against Marshfield, and the other night he had a gigantic. So in North Andover, we're up. You know, Josh had got hurt. We're up 14-0 with like a minute left in the half. Kind of had control of the game, and North Andover caught like a 40-yard like a fade touchdown to make it. Did they get the two? It was either 14-6 or 14-7. Regardless, they cut it to one score with like 40 seconds left before the half. And, you know, we were feeling like we were going to be in trouble. We couldn't really throw the ball if it was going to be a competitive game. We kind of had to be in control. But on the next kickoff right there, so they score 40 seconds left. And then Alex Santiago Gomez took a kick return to the house and answered the touchdown right back and got us back up to a 2-touchdown lead. So he's a rare case where he has started as a sophomore, which is rare. You know, not too many, at least for us, we don't have that many sophomores that will start as varsity players.
Yeah.
And Alex Santiago Gomez was a starting wide receiver for us as a sophomore. So he's been a huge part of this team for many years, but for sure this year too.
Yeah. Awesome. And next up is Tewksbury. So they're 1-0 heading into that. You guys are 2-0. What challenges do you expect out of the Redmen? And do they still have Brian A as their coach?
Yeah, BA. Brian.
Maybe the senior coach in the Merrimack Valley now because everyone's gone and a lot of change. Is he like the OG, as they would call him?
100%. I think by far he's the OG.
Yeah, yeah.
half the Merrimack Valley has new coaches.
Yeah, Aylward's still going at it. That's great. So, you know, challenges facing a legend like that, and then the team itself. You know, what have you seen on film for the Tewksbury this edition?
I have actually a good relationship with a lot of those guys. They're always a tough game. But, you know, Tom Ryan came from Tewksbury.
Yeah.
And that's had me have a connection with all those guys. Like Brian, I have a great relationship with him. We do a MVC clinic in the summertime. That is usually about 75-80% Methuen and Tewksbury kids. And the Methuen coaches and the Tewksbury coaches have run that for years and years. I mean, the defensive coordinator over there, a guy by the name of Steve Kasperzak, he's a good football friend of mine. I have a tremendous respect for the coaching staff over there at Tewksbury. I mean, they're one of the toughest games that we'll play all year. They're tough. They're gritty. they challenge you with a different style of play. They're not, you know, they will get in the shotgun and do some spread empty stuff on offense, but they'll go under center. They go, their fullback and running back will be in 3-point stances. They'll have a tight end, a wing, and a 3-point stance. They'll run some single wing, old school principles, which can challenge some teams. So you have to be ready to line up, and they run a ton of different formations at you that just challenge your ability to line up. But that game's always fun. We've had a ton of. That's very similar to the Marshfield games, where every game I feel like will come down to like the last 6 minutes of the game, and it could go either way.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get us, sometimes we get them. But I'm expecting a tremendous game and a tremendous fight from those guys, because I know that they have good coaches over there.
Yeah. Awesome. Ryan Dugan, first year, familiar face, but first year a head coach of Bethune football, 2-0 on their way to Tewksbury for a tough MVC battle. Wish you the best of luck, and we'll catch up down the road here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah, appreciate the time. Thank you, Don.
All right, have a good night, Coach. Good luck.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Bye. Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we are back at it, and we are kicking things off to our final final segment features around the Horn football scores. So Central Catholic was a winner against BC High. That's a great win, 28-7. After losing to that New York team 23-20 the week before. Methuen, we mentioned, played North Andover. We know what happened there. Andover's 1-0 after a nice win at Wellesley 31-23. And they have Chelmsford coming up this week, a Thomas Brown-less Chelmsford. He is off to the friendly confines of what? Villanova, right? Is that where he went? Play some football, so we'll check in on him, get him on an interview soon enough for sure. Chelmsford, by the by, is 0-1. Last week they lost to Bishop Fee in a really tough Catholic school, 24-12. So Chelmsford looking to regroup at Andover, going to be a tough one for them. Drake gets 1-1. Drake had beat Dover Sherwood in the first week and lost to Medfield 50-21. How are our friends over in Lowell doing right now? Lowell's 1-0. Last week they opened up at Westford Academy, their rivals right across the way, 24-14. And this coming week they got another non-leaguer against New Bedford at home on Saturday. It looks like 1 o'clock. Tewksbury, we talked about them in the Ryan Dugan interview. They're 1-0 after beating Winthrop of the Northeastern Conference 34-6, and they got Methuen at home. Brian Aylward and the gang, the OG coach, is 7 o'clock hosting that team. But Ricca hosted Masco and lost their season opener 38-22. And this week, they get to host Westford Academy at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Lawrence football is 1-1, 16-14 win over Classical in the early part, in the first game of the season. And then they played Whittier on Thursday night and September 11th and won 44-28. Haverhill, we told you in the North Shore Sports Desk, if you listen to it, they opened up and lost to Beverly 28-26 on the road. Now they go on the road again. A little bit of a hike there to Shrewsbury, 6:30 start on Friday night before getting into Valley play next week against Andover. All right, so we covered some good ground there. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're here every week on MSNewsSports.com. Thank you, Kelly Media. Thank you, Danny Martin and Rick Moore. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back with the latest in the Valley, the best voices of coaches, athletes, and people around that sports scene in the Valley for the fall season. Stay with us the whole fall. You don't want to miss out.